Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, guys, welcome to the bonus content for episode, 247? Is that right?
I
don't know. Doesn't matter. But thank you. You matter, people, Patreon people.
I love you.
Matter of fact, let me tell you one of the things right before we get started with our last story. One of the things we're working on right now is not only has your support helped me personally, but it's helped the show, obviously, to provide audio hardware for John and for Christian, and they sound great. They sound really good because they have the exact same microphone. They have a microphone shock absorber. They have everything that they needed to sound just super great. For so long, John just had a headset microphone, which wasn't cheap, but it definitely sounded like the bathroom. You know, that was always the joke. The only thing right now that separates us from perfection, in my opinion, is that they have to use their work laptops, and sometimes that monkeys with Skype. It makes it hard for us to have consistent settings because, you know, work computers. So my thought was, let me go and get really, really cheap laptops and send it to them, and that way they can sit it there, plug it in, leave it, flip it up when they need to use it, and everything will always be the same and consistent. Your contributions are helping stuff like that to happen. So I just want to say thank you for that. You don't have to do anything extra unless you want to. PayPal's always available. but we just appreciate that eventually, episode by episode, that kind of stuff becomes possible. So now on to your reward. It comes to us. I don't have his name.
Sam
Wise Gamgee.
Oh, I don't have his name. That's terrible. Oh, I'm a terrible person.
No, that's his own fault.
Here it is. Here it is. Okay.
Hey, Cast of That Story Show. I'm Jay from Washington, D.C., and I have a story for you guys. Now, I'm a martial artist. I've been practicing Taekwondo for over a decade, maybe even 15 years now. And I teach a couple of classes at my local studio. Now, one of the things that, you know, I enjoy about Taekwondo is that we have to be fighting on mats. And you know that sound, that fart sound, it's kind of released from a chair when you sit down too quickly and the chair's got like a plasticky finish or it's covered in plastic or something like that? That's the kind of thing that's happening regularly in Taekwondo studios. Taekwondo is very acrobatic, so we're landing on these mats very quickly. They have a plastic finish to make sure that there's good enough friction for there to be a decent fight. And of course, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, and you end up having a plethora of fart noises accompanying any one fight.
I like this.
Now, every now and again, you get a little bit childish and chuckle, but nobody makes a big deal out of it because it happens so regularly. But the guy who owns the studio that I work at, his name is Lee Kim, he always tells us to be a little bit attentive because it's something that happened maybe 3 years ago. Lee Kim was fighting a guy, they were sparring, and Lee Kim is really good fighter, really strong guy, but he's really short, so he only ever hits to the torso. He goes full force on this guy, hits him straight in the solar plex, and the guy falls back a couple of feet. And of course, the mats release a fart sound because he was moving pretty quickly. Lee Kim goes to help him up. Everybody's, you know, nobody made anything of the fart sound. They're like, oh, that's just the mats doing their thing. We're concentrating on the fight. And then we realize that there's like a stain on the back of his uniform. We think it's a coffee stain first. No. We're like, oh man, there's something on the mat, but apparently it was coming from the inside of the uniform. He had pooped his pants.
Yay!
everybody tried to hold in their laughter. We didn't want to completely humiliate the guy, but when he went into a different part of the studio to change out of his uniform, get into a fresh one, we just burst out laughing. I guess, the saying goes, you kick somebody's butt, but you never hear about something coming out when you're doing it. Love the show. Great to hear that you're back. Keep doing what you're doing.
Punch the crap out of him.
Yeah, exactly. Kick the crap out of him.
He beat the crap out of the guy.
I just, that's why you got to go poop before you get into a Taekwondo fight, because that guy, I just imagine he was like a chocolate icing bag, And when you kick like that, something's going to squeeze out. It's just going to happen.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
God, you're wearing white too. This is a terrible thing. And
that's why.
What were you gonna say, Chris?
There's a show called Bob's Burgers, and this is like the plot of like the second or third episode exactly, and it's so funny.
Based on reality. Oh, it's good. Like stuff.
That's. I would never show my face in there again. I don't care if I was a black belt. I would not do Taekwondo anymore.
Maybe he was a brown belt. Did you see that coming?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes. A little bit. I would definitely cried. I would have cried.
I would have ran out of the building.
I would have ran to my car.
I would have left even stuff there and like came back when nobody. I would have broke back in after everybody left to get my stuff. That's how.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I just left it. I don't know. And the dojo thing is so serious, and everybody's all about respecting each other. Did they make him bow before he left? Squeeze out a little more.
Oh, my goodness. There's a
like a Play-Doh factory.
Yes. I like it when it makes spaghetti.
So funny.
I had something like that happen to me one time. It was right before church. And I did the thing where you think you're farting I didn't measure it, but I'd say at least 2 tablespoons came out.
You fooped.
And I never dressed in a suit, but I always had khakis, and a nice shirt on and stuff. And I lived 15 minutes each way from home. And I was like, baby, talking to my wife. It's like, I got problems. I got to go home. There's no other solution. What, did you need me to go to Walmart or something real quick? No.
I need to take a shower.
I got to start over. Yeah. Start the whole thing over. And luckily, I had some great staff and some people that could start the thing up. And when I came back, it was time to go. And But I knew that one would get you, John, the fart noises.
Taekwondo. I want to go to that dojo.
I don't know if you heard him, but he did say, he made a point to say that this is going on at Taekwondo, studios nationwide. They all have the same equipment, and farting noises is like a thing that everybody knows happens. Yeah. And I'm just wondering, I've seen a lot of Kung Fu fighting videos online and stuff, and I never have heard a fart sound, and I just imagine they have to edit that stuff out to keep with the tightness, the hardcore image.
Everybody was Kung Fu fighting. Hide.
Those toots were fast as lightning.
Oh, I don't want to be fast at that.
I'm going to enroll my son in Taekwondo tomorrow.
Just for one. Just for one episode, one time. I just want to hear it.
Recorder, and we'll set a microphone up. That's going to be the best.
All you would hear is, how'd I do, Dad? Yep.
You're great. Do it again.
It sounded like you farted. Do another flip. all right, guys. Thanks so much. And thank you so much, Jay. For sending in your audio. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.